Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 8, the character of Bharat Maharaj, text 28, prose, verse. So, tatapi hava atmano megatva karanam bhagavat aradhana samihanu bhavenas nu smitya brisham anutapyamana aha. Word for word. Tatrapi api. So, tatra api. In that birth. Hava. Indeed. Atmana. Of himself. Mrigatva karanam. The cause of accepting the body of a deer. Bhagavat aradhana samiha. Of past activities in devotional service. Anubhavena, by consequence. Anusmritya, remembering. Brisham, always. Anutapyamanaha, repenting. Aha, said. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although in the body of a deer, Bharat Maharaj, due to his rigid devotional service in his past life, could understand the cause of his birth in that body. Considering his past and present life, he constantly repented his activities, speaking in the following way. Would you like to repeat? Although in the body of a deer, Bharat Maharaj, due to his rigid devotional service in his past life, could understand the cause of his birth in that body. Considering his past and present life, he constantly repented his activities, speaking in the following way. Purport. This is a special concession for a devotee. That was a purport. No problem. No problem. So even if... So that's about us, yes? You're a devotee. This is a special concession for a devotee. Even if he attains a body that is non-human, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he advances further in devotional service, whether by remembering his past life, or by natural causes. Two things. It is not easy for a common man to remember the activities of his past life. But Maharaj Bharat could remember his past activities due to his great austere sacrifices and engagement in devotional service. That's the purpose. So, a verse again. Although in the body of a deer, Bharat Maharaj, due to his rigid devotional service in his past life, could understand the cause of his birth in that body. Considering his past and present life, he constantly repented his activities, speaking in the following way. Amagana timambasya gananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha kam karoti vachalam pangamangayate giri yat kripa tamaham vande shi gurum dinatayanam. Hare Krishna, Didi. So, we have such a wonderful chapter here, and we had so many wonderful classes already over the past days. For myself, I find they are very relevant for our daily life. We are practicing devotees, sadhana bhakti. We are not yet perfect on the level of Maharaj Bharat, who had affection for Krishna, love, loving sentiments. But the lessons are also for us. So, Srila In the text it is said that the deer could understand the cause of that birth, of his birth as a deer, what is quite exceptional. So sometimes we hear that devotees can remember their past life, yes? Or sometimes it's contested, but others have done a scientific research, maybe also about non-devotees. Carol Bauman, I heard, a whole book on children who have so many, and they research their remembrances, and it is just true. So they remember at least some parts of their previous life. So that's recorded in a book even by like materialistic scientists. This Carol Bauman wrote a whole book on it. But then some devotees, also devotees, sometimes they do remember either by some regression therapy or they just know it. Here is an instance of a devotee who was on the level of Bhava or didn't make it. And Srila Prabhupada gives some explanation that does not mean such a person is lost. Yes? Well, we also read that in the Bhagavad Gita that we can't get lost. We can't lose. Neha vikamo nashvasti pratyavayo navidyate svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobaya. In this endeavor, it's an endeavor. We're trying, right? So there is no loss or diminution, and even a little endeavor on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type, which is illustrated here. The most dangerous type of fear is getting an animal body. So even that is not a danger in this case, because it was just a small delay. So Srila Prabhupada elaborates a little bit on the causes of how we will go on from there. So we also heard in previous classes he hung out with the devotees, this deer, Sadhu Sangha. He remembered so many important instructions about spiritual life, like this very important instruction that we should hang out with devotees. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Welcome. Take a seat. So, because it's very, there's so many wonderful things about devotee association. It's very heartwarming, and it's also very helpful and a big protection for our spiritual life. As we had heard in one class of Mother Urmila, if he would have consulted his guru, Pulahamud, so he probably would not have gotten into trouble, like too much associating with the deer, getting attached to it, which led to his fall down. He was on a very high level. Maybe for us it would be progress if we would start to take care of somebody. No, that's for myself, sorry. But I mean, for that was also a wonderful point there, that I mean, progress and fall down is different for different persons. If you have 20 million and you lose like 5 million, you're still rich. But if you have like only 200 and you lose like 199, which is much less loss, but you have much less left. I mean, it's not significant if you get 200 euro when you have already 20 million. So it depends where we are. Whether something is a progress, like sometimes it's good to extend ourselves to others if we see this in connection to Krishna. So that was also that point there. If we would have consulted with devotees, then it would have been devotional service, because it would have been that when the authority sanctions, when something is sanctioned, then that makes a whole difference, and we are protected by the order of our guru or by the approval of our guru. So there are so many dilemmas in life we also have, and by being in touch of the guru, we will never be lost. So how is it then that this Srila Prabhupada writes, even if a devotee attains a body that is non-human, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he advances further in devotional service. So we just now were singing, for instance, that Chaku Danandilo De Janme Janme Prabhu Se, the relationship with the guru who is enlightening us in spiritual knowledge goes on birth after birth. Janme Janme Prabhu Se. So we are singing the some guru tattva every morning. So sometimes we may not be fully aware how special the relationship with our guru is. It is not a temporary thing. And even from what I get from this purpose, even we get a non-human birth, still the guru is making arrangements that we can further progress in spiritual life. So what we have to do for this, that this is going to happen, is to stick to the lotus feet of the Guru by being very, by keeping our faith, by being sincere. So this is also mentioned here, that in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, we also read about what if we don't make it this life. We should try to make it. If somebody promised us a gift, a very valuable gift, say the Queen of England has decided to take Vanaprastha and she wants to get rid of her crown jewel, so that's for you. And she just said, you can come and pick it up here. She gives you an address. So then you start going, right? So we have such a treasure. Our guru, Srila Prabhupada also, he has explained, so here is a Golokera Premadana, a treasure for you. So you can come and get it. So you start going, but you don't stop going until you get there. So that is so important. If that would be ridiculous, yes? You're walking a whole way. Like we take up devotional service, we may perform devotional service for 10 years, and we are running out of patience. Hey, what's this? No prema yet? I drop it. But no, because this is a real treasure. So if we walk all the way, we're going to receive these crown jewels, because they are promised. So in the 6th chapter, this is explained by Krishna in text 41 to 46, that even we don't make it in this life, so we should keep going. The text says, the unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people, or into a family of rich aristocracy. The next text says, or if unsuccessful after prolonged, after long practice of yoga, he takes his birth in a family of transcendentalists, who are surely great in wisdom. Certainly, such a birth is rare in this world. And on taking such a birth, text 43, he revives the divine consciousness of his previous life, and he again tries to make further progress in order to achieve complete success, O son of Kuru. It's familiar, but refreshing our memory. And then Srila Prabhupada, Krishna says, by virtue of his divine consciousness in his previous life, he automatically becomes attracted to the yogic principles, even without seeking them. Such an inquisitive transcendentalist stands always above the ritualistic principles of the scripture. So the word automatically, so also in today's text, in the purport, so Srila Prabhupada was explaining that there's two ways. By remembering his past life, we can carry on in devotional service, or naturally, in a natural way. So I was thinking, this corresponds quite nicely. So if we already performed devotional service in our previous life, or we can also speak, if we don't make it this life, so then what will happen next? So we will naturally pick it up very easily when we get such a good birth. Some of us may have taken such a birth. So we don't know. But this is how Krishna explains it. And what this story in the Bhagavatam also teaches us. So then Srila Prabhupada also gives some explanation. Also in the next text, which reads, and when the yogi himself, with sincere endeavor in making further progress, being washed off all contamination, then ultimately achieving perfection after many, many births of practice, he attains the supreme goal. So here I would like to draw our attention to the verse, with sincere endeavor. So what can we do with all our defects? We cannot hope or we will do everything 100% perfect. Yeah, there are so many things we are supposed to do, and sometimes we don't make it. So he speaks about us, basically, or we could be the person spoken about. So when the yogi engages himself with sincere endeavor in making further progress, what will happen then? In the end, he will be washed off all contaminations, and ultimately he will achieve perfection after many, many births of practice. He attains the supreme goal. Maybe first it will not be many, many births. This is about mystic yoga. But then Srila Prabhupada said in one conversation, no, not many births. Immediately, tat kshanat, he referred to the second verse of the Bhagavatam, that in this life, he mentioned, you can make it. So my point is, when we also sincerely try to follow the instructions of the spiritual master and of all of the Shastra, and when we can cooperate with devotees, Hari Guru Vaishnava, so we will be so much protected. So one of the actual topics, of course, is that maybe you cannot always rely on the Guru, or how to say, or sometimes something unfortunate happens on the way. You lose the connection with your Guru, or your Guru can't make it all the way. Sometimes these things happen in our society, but then we bring in Hari Guru Vaishnava. So there is three pillars to rely on, apart from the Guru. So when one Guru brings us a big part of the way towards back to Godhead, so there is no, we are grateful for whatever he did there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also took shelter of somebody else during his life, you may know. So when something happens like that, and we are also connected strongly with the Vaishnavas and with the scripture, and we know scripture, so we will be really safe. Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita, so Narottam Das Thakur has sung, it's very important that we take shelter of all three. So if we can go strong with enthusiasm, this is very conducive according to Rupa Goswami. Although there are challenges in devotional service, like so many allurements coming on our path, that we may not always be able to cope with. Even Bharat Maharaj here, for the sake of instruction, surely, fell victim to the allurement of the material energy, the weakness of the heart. So what to speak about us? But when we hear such instructions that somebody who sincerely endeavors is going to make it, is going to attain perfection, so that gives great hope. Asha Bandha, we should keep on hoping, and also be very grateful when we go through rough times. So this is such a good formula for protection, that we always cultivate gratitude, so we're never going to become offensive, because if somebody makes a mistake, we make mistakes, right? And we want to be forgiven, so we have to learn this first quality of a Vaishnava, forgiveness. And by cultivating gratitude, it will be so much easier to forgive, because we will have seen all the good people have done to us. But if we don't cultivate gratitude, we won't see it, and we won't forgive. Naturally, we will hold a grudge, which is going to keep us in this world. Such a heavy weight, like, maybe I already told it or not, the story of the potato bags. The children in the school had to bring a bag with potatoes with them. Yes, everybody had to bring a bag with potatoes, 5 kilo. So they are small children, yes? Under 12, 5 kilo is quite a lot of weight. And they had to carry it with them every day. And this went on for days. And for days, for weeks. And Sananda will be able to testify. It starts to smell, right? So the children start to complain. This is so horrible. This smell is so horrible. This is so terrible. And the teacher said, yes, yes, just carry on. Just carry on. And finally, he released the children. They could throw their potato bags of potato, who were completely putrid and a horrible smell. So, what was the lesson here? So, the teacher said, so, this is exactly what you are carrying in your heart when you hold grudges. This smell of envy, this negativity, it's a big burden. You want to get rid of it. So you feel so much relieved as soon as you forgive somebody who did something to you, so-called. So it made it very graph. Our heart is such a storage go down. There are so many things. We want to store only good products there, and the bad potatoes have to go out, so they don't infect the other ones. And that we have a nice heart. You want to go to your basement, to your heart, and Krishna wants to come there. So as soon as this is clear, so that was said here, when the heart becomes completely pure, so then we go on in our spiritual life. We go back to Godhead. This is the reality. It's true, Prabhu's messages. So it's just the only thing we have to do. Not carry rotten potatoes. You could carry good potatoes, and then when you need them, use them. So a few points. The last thing I wanted to say is that how can we remember, how come Bharat Maharaj could remember his past life? Srila Prabhupada says two things. He mentions through great sacrifices and by engagement in devotional service. He had very staunch, rigid devotional service. So, like Srila Prabhupada, in one class, he's speaking about cooking with smoke. Like you put your kitchen on the smoke, on some smoky, not so much flame really, but there is smoke, so it's a fire, right? Where there is smoke, there is fire. But what's the result? Everybody knows it's going to take really long. Srila Prabhupada says, what good is that? Are you going to be eating in 300 years? So this rigid devotional service, that means, oh, we take it seriously. We don't. It's not a show, just like Bharat Maharaj. At one point, he was making a show of devotional service. He was just faking meditation. And so it's very important that with all our awareness, and we become first conscious and then Krishna conscious. So then it will be very much effective, and there will be blazing fire. Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Parvashamparam. We will attain our goals, even if they are lower. Mixed devotional service also. And that we want also to sort out. We don't want to keep other motivations. But we're going to get to our goal by Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, by going straight forward with some intensity. Hare Krishna, it's a fight with our mind. We have to keep on concentrating when we chant the holy name. We have to bring back the mind from wherever it wanders. And then we're going to have so many results from what we're doing. Also, we perform some practical devotional service for Krishna, but we try to do it perfectly with all our attention. And that again is going to help us to also chant the holy name attentively. So when we give up fruitive activities and we clear our devotional service, it's not anymore the mixed devotional service. So we give up sense gratification. So gradually, Vishaya Chariya Kabe Shuddha Habimana Kaba Kama Hama Hira Bose Shri Vrindavana. So we will see Vrindavan when we give it up, the tendency for sense gratification and all the plans for future sense gratification, which are called fruitive activities. So that's Narottam Das Thakur's instruction in simple Bengali, as Srila Prabhupada says. He explains it in a nutshell for everybody to understand. We can sing this bhajan and meditate on the meaning. Vishaya chariya kabe shudaha bimana kama hama hira bosi vrindavana. So that's yet to come, just now coming. We are working on it, and when we do so, so that is our great sacrifice. Although we want to get something out of what we are doing, on the so-called for Krishna. I mean, it's not completely for Krishna. It's sometimes also a little bit for ourselves. So, but by giving that up, so that's great sacrifice, yes? Isn't it? What's in it for me? And then, well, that doesn't matter. What's in it for Krishna? I'm interested in that. So when we can come to that point, so we're going to make very rapid progress. So that's our job, I think, our task. So then we also may be able to remember our past life. Imagine we don't make it back to God at this life. But next life we remember our past life, and we know what to do. So it's possible, by great sacrifice, just like giving up this mentality. How can I get some little bit for myself here? So then that's a sacrifice, right? To let go of that. We're not in charge. I mean, we do it for Krishna. Pure devotional service. Shaky. Scary. But it's going to give a wonderful result. And when we have that faith, so then we're going to naturally get there. So thank you very much for listening. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Cantare Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Gaur Premanande. So I'm not so realized, I'm just very junior. I like the association of devotees, so kind of give your association. Thank you for listening. Would you like please to give some comments? You're also senior to me. To my dears, how do you do that? Be so blissful. I want to be so blissful too. So, any questions? Yes, please speak loudly. Yeah, you want me to repeat? So, in the end of the sixth chapter, Dhyana Yoga of Bhagavad Gita. Yes, I know, but there is something similar there. So, yes, text 44, sixth chapter. So, I repeat, Krishna says, by virtue of the divine consciousness of his previous life, he automatically becomes attracted to the yogic principles, even without seeking them. Such an inquisitive transcendentalist stands always above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures. Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Yeah. I was thinking this quite matches what the Bhagavatam says here. Or what Srila Prabhupada in the purport says, yes? Yeah. That by when we performed great austerities, devotional service, or yoga practice in a previous life, so then next life, taking a good birth, Shuchiman, Shimatan, Gehe, any of these births, so then even without seeking them, automatically, Krishna says in the text of that, text 44, automatically one gets attracted again to jumping and dancing for Krishna. So, No mental barrier there, no inhibitions. Very quickly, somebody takes it up. So I don't know how you started off this life, but you see sometimes devotees, they like a rocket. So they take off from where they left off. And it's also very natural for the soul to perform these activities of Krishna consciousness. Does it answer your question, Prabhu? Anything else, Mataji, Prabhu? Are you asking if we, before getting an animal body, first go to hell? Yeah, that is a general, according to my understanding, somebody may know better. To get used to the lower type of consciousness, you need some other type of purification. So, which purification do you want? So. This purification, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, or the beating and the whipping and the burning in the hell. So it's to lower our consciousness. So if we go to a very dark place, like with laser beams, or some disco, so our consciousness is going to be lowered. It's a place similar to hell, or a factory, steel oven, steel plant. So there your consciousness naturally gets lowered, yes? Even in the middle of heavy traffic. In the hell also, your consciousness, the function of hell is to lower consciousness. For instance, you are sentenced to become a hog, but then you have to get used to your new diet. So you get these terrible punishments. So to get used to it, I read in the books. Anybody wants? Mataji, you know the scripture well. Anybody? Is it like this? So that's a general course of affairs, that your consciousness is lowered by these terrible conditions, and then you can bear a hog body or another animal body. So I think I read in the Bhagavatam. So we don't want any fall downs. I'm elated by the lecture we had a couple of days ago about accidental or purposeful fall down, and I We have to churn this knowledge. We are blessed to get this information. We shouldn't wait till this happens to us. We can just be ahead of our destiny and learn by hearing, which is a first-class way of intelligence, first-class way of learning. So wonderful we are here in the Bhagavad class. Are there any other points, conclusions, Mataji? Yeah. They wanted Krishna's reciprocation? Okay. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Now one thing comes to mind is, of course, Ashlisya Vapadaratam Pinashtumam. Adarshanam, Marmahatam, Karutuva, Yatatata, Vavidadatu, Lampato, Matperana, Natastu, Saivanapara. But that's, of course, the topmost Mahabhagavat devotee who's saying. Let's refresh our memory. Help, help. How does it go in English again? Eh? So, the last verse of the Shikshastika. So, we should introduce it again, chanting it every day. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he will remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me broken-hearted and not being present before me. He's completely free to do anything and everything, for he's always my worshipful Lord unconditionally. Yeah. So, wow, how deep. So, it's so beautiful, isn't it? If you are more happy, Krishna, to be with some other gopi, you know, in front of my eyes, I don't mind, that is Srimati Radharani's mood. If that makes you happy, it gives me so much pain. But then that is my greatest pleasure. We have heard this before, haven't we? So it's not to be imitated, but you naturally love somebody so much that you're so much concerned by about his happiness that you go all the way and you go so far. But then it's inconvenient for me, or very painful even. Okay, I'll tolerate that because it gives, after all, it gives my beloved pleasure. Wow. That's the nature of love. So Lord Chaitanya, he left only 8 instructions, like in his own writing. This is the last one of these 8. So isn't that beautiful? But your question may be different. Your question may be, how do we deal with this in our present level? Am I right? So yes, actually, the sweetness of love of God is so indescribable that when you taste just a little drop of it, even Brahmananda becomes so insignificant. It reduces. This ocean of Brahmananda becomes like a puddle in the hoofprint of a calf. You just laugh about it. One of the isn't it 6 symptoms? One of the symptoms is deriding the concept of liberation. Yes, in the nectar of devotion. So 6 symptoms of pure devotional service. It derides pure devotional service. What we're talking about now. So it derides even the concept of Brahmananda, liberation. So much happy, you know, I have no headache and I have no suffering whatsoever. So that's insignificant. When you get prema, when you taste a little drop of that only, so we have something to look forward to. Or find out those who are relishing this. and serve them, and you shoot forward like a rocket. So we sometimes tend to measure others by our own level of advancement. It's a bad habit. So yeah. So another instance is, of course, the gopis. We remember, and maybe we've seen some plays. Our youngsters here, young devotees, do so many dramas. It's so wonderful because it's so graphic. You don't forget such a drama. So when the gopis, Narada Muni, he went on a mission to help Krishna get rid of his headache. And nobody wanted to help him because they were afraid to go to hell. What was required? The dust of the feet of devotees. So Brahma, Shiva, they said, and then the gopis, what? He has a headache. And they run, just like the wives of the brahmanas. They were just disobedient to their husbands because they wanted to please Krishna, much more important. They dropped everything. It's not that they gave it to the cowherd boys, the food. They ran themselves with the baskets immediately. They dropped everything. Yes, the gopis in the dead of the night. But whatever they were doing, maybe feeding a child. You're so attached to your child when you're a mother. Oops, on the floor, run. Krishna's playing. So that's we can't imagine. That's the level of this attraction. So when you are really attracted to something in this world, you have some experience with that probably. It's time for prasadam, and you're so hungry. You run, you drop everything. But then what to speak in a spiritual sense? So these descriptions are there. We should read them and become eager. Lauliam, this is the only prize. The only prize for love of God. We should become greedy. That is important. And then all the other things naturally become very insignificant. Param drishtva nivartate, vishaya vinivartante. Oh, so attractive. I want to gratify my senses, vishaya. But then, niraharasya dehina. Rasa varsham rasopyasa. Param drishtva nivartate. Then, it becomes quite easy. Like you have a good festival, isn't it? There's need for so much service. You completely deny your own needs, right? Sometimes this happens. You're so much absorbed. So, little tinges of that sometimes, isn't it? You skip a meal, whatever. You skip your sleep, or you reduce your sleep. You go out on books in the rain. So many things can happen. Sometimes it can happen. You can forget about your... Sometimes you can forget about bodily needs, mind needs. The mind needs especially so many things. I need some respect from others. And sometimes even when we don't get that, we can just drop it like a drop of water on a lotus petal. Oops, no problem. He was so rude. Let's discuss this. Let's talk this language. Let's become enthusiastic for Sri Radha Gopinath Seva, and then we'll forget our own petty. So many. It's quite petty in comparison to what they are doing. The gopis, they have so much in anxiety to please Krishna. I don't hear enough about that. Well, I don't know if I answered the question. Yeah. Thank you. Anything else? Somebody wants to make some comment? Thank you very much for listening. I wish you a very wonderful day and 2012. Kantar Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.